Destiny Group. This is Adam.
Hi, is James available?
Let me see. Can I tell him who's calling?
Sure. It's Nicole, Bank of Cardiff.
Bank of what?
Cardiff.
All right. Can I tell him what this is in regards to?
Yeah, he's expecting my call. He requested some information.
Okay. Hold on.
Thank you.
Hello, James.
Hi, James. Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. I didn't know if this was a good time or not. You said
Yeah, it's another day, so it's fine. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So it looks like you had made a request for working capital for the business?
Correct.
This is for A Group, Inc.?
Yes.
Okay. And you're still at the 259 Indiana Avenue address?
Correct.
Okay. And what does the business do exactly?
Transportation.
Okay. Do you do the logistics, or you actually have your own
vehicles? No, we're asset-based. We have the equipment.
You have the equipment. Okay. And do you work locally, long haul?
Regional.
Okay.
Penn State area.
Okay. Perfect. And are you the sole owner of the business?
Yes.
Okay. And it looks like the start date was 2013?
I'm sorry?
The start date of the business, is it 2013?
Well, it was actually 2011. It was incorporated in 13.
Oh, okay. Perfect. So we have a few different programs here. Was there something specific you wanted to use the funds for?
Just working capital.
Okay.
And I saw also that you guys do equipment financing as well, right?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, well, I could use some trailers also. I'm not sure if you guys do something like that, semi-trailers or...
Yeah, we do. Okay. We could do new or used.
I was going to say I'm probably looking for like maybe you know anywhere from like 6 to 10 years old.
Okay. Shouldn't be an issue.
Okay.
Do you usually go through a vendor? Would it be private party? What are you thinking?
A vendor. They're all vendors.
Okay. Perfect. And do you know what the price range would be for that?
Probably about $12,000 each, and I'm looking for about 6 trailers, so about $80,000 roughly.
Okay, perfect. So typically, usually anything under $150,000, we just need a quote for the equipment and then one-page application. So it's a pretty easy process.
Okay.
How many trailers do you have right now?
About 45.
45, okay. All right. In terms of the working capital, did you have an amount in mind?
Probably roughly $70,000, right around there somewhere.
Okay. Do you have any working capital loans now?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have one or do you have a couple?
We have a couple. One is closing out like next week on Monday or Tuesday, so it'll be
okay.
Just one. Yeah.
You have one. Okay. And then what is the balance on the remainder?
About $25,000.
Okay. Do you know who that's with?
Expansion capital.
Expansion. Okay. Perfect. And then in terms of the working capital, were you wanting just the highest loan amount, the longest term? Was there something specific you were looking for?
Lowest rate and term.
Okay. Got it. Perfect. And what is your time frame for the capital and the equipment?
Yesterday.
Okay. Okay. And what did the business do for gross revenue last year?
We're averaging about $120,000 a month, which
okay.
is about the same as last year. So I think we're about $1.5 million somewhere around there.
Perfect. All right. Well, that all sounds doable. Our turnaround is pretty quick.
Okay.
I can email you what I need for both programs. Do you have quotes for the equipment?
No, I don't.
I can get those
probably by Monday. You know,
okay. Perfect. So we can typically use the same information for both programs.
Okay.
The equipment finance program would be 2 to 5 year terms. So when we approve you, you can choose what's going to be the best term length for you.
Okay.
The working capital, we have anything between 3 months and a couple of years.
Okay.
So we can let you, choose on that as well. We have daily,
okay.
weekly, and monthly options. The underwriter will let us know what you've been approved for.
Okay.
We'll probably want to pay off the balance with expansion and just give you one loan.
That's fine. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Okay. Perfect. And so I'll email you what I need for both programs, but it'll be a one-page application. We'll look at 6 months business bank statements. The business bank statements. Have you completed your 2015 return yet?
No, we haven't. We've got an extension.
Do you have 2014?
I do. I got to dig it up, though. So.
Okay. We can use that. That would be fine.
Okay.
And usually, if you just have like the first page showing the revenue, that would be fine. You're incorporated, yeah. So if we just have that in a K-1 showing ownership, that's usually all we need.
Okay.
And then quotes for the equipment, and we can get both programs approved for you, usually within a day, and then have you funded within a couple of days.
Okay.
Sometimes the equipment may take a few days longer just because of titling and that sort of thing.
Okay, that's not a problem. So what kind of rates are we looking at and stuff?
So it'll depend on, we'll look at credit, we'll look at time in business, industry. For the equipment finance program, we have rates that start at 4%. Credit will be more of a factor when determining the rate on that program.
Okay.
Do you know your personal credit is right now?
No, not off the top of my head, though.
No? Okay. So we work with all types of credit. But so with equipment, it usually will go down to maybe like 580, I've seen, sometimes lower if you already have a bunch of equipment.
Okay.
With working capital, credit's not really a factor. It's more so your revenue. The revenue. That's what we're focused on. We just want to make sure you can pay the loan back.
Right, yeah, and that's not a problem. Because we're paying, like, right now, just on that one loan alone, about $8,000 a month, so it's ridiculous.
Okay. What kind of term did they give you?
I think it was, like, 6 months.
6 months? Okay.
Yeah.
What was the original loan amount?
$55,000.
Okay. All right.
Now, I'm looking for around the working capital, about a two-year term. Can you do that, or...?
We have a two-year term, so I can request that for you.
Okay. And what kind of rates is that on a working capital average?
So we'll see anything from 10 cents on the dollar to 30 cents on the dollar and anywhere in between.
Okay.
And again, it'll come down to risk factor. So, credit, if someone... has multiple NSFs a month or has ending negative balances, then they may not get as good an approval as somebody else. So that's kind of what we look at.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Sounds something I'd be interested in. Send me the information on what you're going to need and that sort of thing, and then we'll get this together. All right.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.